La maudite des vieux chauds.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Hello?
Hey.
Shit. I'm sorry, did I time this perfectly? How long were you waiting?
5 seconds.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I was typing a sentence and I turned the music down for a second. So for the clarity of thought, all by way of saying hello and welcome to the slickest show out there today, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Now in its 11th million, second exhilarating year. I don't even know. Where is time? We're recording this on a Tuesday. Wrap your head around that. It's the middle of the day. I just ate a banana pudding against my better judgment, courtesy of personal friend of the show, Adam Wade.
Oh yeah, he sent you banana pudding.
Like he bought me a banana pudding.
Did he ship it to him?
Oh, wow. And he said, "Hey, I'm gonna buy you a cupcake." And I said, "No, banana pudding."
How's Adam doing?
Great.
We should have him back on.
In a while. Yes, absolutely. But what I meant to say. It's hi, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us. Are we live on Twitch right now?
We are, yeah.
So I shouldn't do weird stuff with my privates. No, Chris has had enough of that. Not even gonna get into it.
It's just one controversy after the next.
I know. But this is, once again, with apologies, a truncated episode. Because our guests for this week, my fault entirely, my schedule, we couldn't do the proper episode yesterday. We kept moving things around, but we wanted to at least touch base and send out some form of an episode, a short episode, sort of an after dinner mint or maybe an aperitif of an amuse-bouche. How do you say that?
Amuse-bouche?
You know, it's like before the appetizer.
Oh.
Like before you even get the appetizer, they bring out like, here's like a little deviled egg with a...
Yeah.
Monkey's paw on it or something. I would never eat a monkey's paw. Let me be clear. Anyway.
I don't think you eat monkey's paws. You just hold them and wish for things.
Do you? Oh, I wouldn't even do that. I love monkeys.
Yeah, it would be weird to hold a severed monkey's arm.
I was covered in monkeys once. Let me be clear. On my hit TV series, The King of Miami, which came out in 2007.
Oh, yeah.
And was on Hulu. I don't think it is anymore. It might be on iTunes. I don't even know. I need to just put it on YouTube.
It's a great show. Why don't you? Yeah, you should just have
it. I have the DVDs. Maybe I should do that. Make that my... As if I don't have enough to do. Put that on the list. And rip a bunch of episodes up there. for the people. It's my first TV show that I ever... It was my only TV show with my name in the title. I say this all the time, but at the time that I did that TV show, I was so naive that I just assumed it would be that... Because I just assumed I would just always have my own TV show for the rest of my life. Because I was like, this is easy. I'll just do this. Because I had just started doing comedy like a year, less than 2 years before. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this is like the easiest business in the world.
Right. You no, just, it's like, yeah.
And I like, just didn't realize how lucky I was.
Like the Beatles when they first got signed. You're like, oh, this is going to be... this popular and successful till I die.
It worked out for them. In their case, for they them. Were right.
Sure. Did you watch Get Back yet, by the way?
Well, I have to give proper introductions.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm good. I got my Good Time Hour TV shirt.
That's a handsome shirt. T-shirt I gotta on. Get mine on.
Yeah.
I feel like I just put on like 78 pounds eating banana pudding. How you do? Dez can't talk, I don't think. He's fixing hear us. Pianos.
He can
but
respond
we can
to
see
us.
Him, and that's really counts for something.
I think that's his workstation. He's got.
I love it.
I know. I'm trying to figure out. I think those are all Star Wars related things hanging on his.
There's books. Evil Knievel and a Chewbacca thing.
Yeah, I see what looks to be Luke.
I don't know what the office is like where he his workplace, but I can only assume that those are hung to avoid any romantic overtures at work to make sure no one at work tries to hit on him. I'll hang a Star Wars things by my workstation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always abuse you guys over your love of Star Wars. I think it's coming from a place of my own insecurity. As all lashing out really is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But what I meant to say, it's just a short episode. I'm on a sugar high that I could come crashing down any second. But so let's just get the important business out of the way. This Thursday, which is by the time this episode is released, will have been last night. So you might as well just get to it. My special.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dave, will you be joining Puddle's Pity Party for the West Coast States with Tenacious D this summer? Have those been announced?
I wasn't aware of that. That sounds amazing.
I didn't know those had been announced yet. I can't really comment on that other than to say I hope so. Maybe. Let's just say maybe. I'd say there's a chance. I'd say I don't know. But I hope so.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how well behaved I am on this tour, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, I'm a handful. I'm a rascal, I'm a handful.
You've met Jack Black, right? Did you have, like, Hanukkah at his place or something?
No, I had, what's it called? This is not serving me well to say what's it called. I had,
Passover? Was it
Passover? His house.
Yeah.
He might not even remember. But there's West Coast dates. I'm looking at the date. Special... Guest Puddle's Pity Party. One, two. I don't know. I might. Who knows? I hope I'm on that tour. I don't know. I mean, if I'm on that tour, I don't think I'll be solo. Like on this tour that I'm doing with Puddle's Pity Party starting this week, I'll be performing solo. I shouldn't be wildly speculating on this thing that I know nothing about. It's really unprofessional. I guess
these dates.
There's your answer.
These dates are confirmed, though. Your tour with Puddle's Pity Party.
Yeah, but what I want to say, before I get to that, is everyone has to know that my special, The Pride of Cleveland, is out now on the 800-pound gorilla YouTube channel. You can go watch it in full. Was recorded in a simpler time right before the pandemic. Finally released. It's been out in Europe already, but it's finally out in North America. And now everyone all over the world can go watch it. So go to 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube channel and watch it like the wind. And also, yes, starting this week, I'm going on tour with Puddles Pity Party. I'll be performing solo for a bit, and then Puddles comes out, and I join my pal Puddles for his set. For you'll just have to come and see it. It's going to be wild. Wild times.
Gramercy Theater Thursday, right?
Gramercy Theater Thursday. If you're watching live the Twitch broadcast, you'll know that it is, in fact, it is indeed Thursday. And then, yeah, we're at Red Bank tomorrow. And then I have a night off. I'll probably wax myself or something. And then we keep going. And
is that what you do on your off days? You wax yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. Always waxing. No, I'm pretty, it's going to be good. We have a few days off. Most of the drives are pretty light, you know, 3 hours. So I can handle that. It's going to be cushy. If you want to wave at us on the highways and byways, we have a nice big vehicle.
What is his setup like? Does he have like an elaborate stage show?
You'll have to come to the show, Chris.
I know. Well, I'll be there on Thursday. I'm just curious.
We're doing all theaters. It's going to be very glamorous. I'm told there will be hummus backstage every night.
Was that in your writer?
I'm a simple man. I never request anything really other than water, black coffee, and alcohol. And then I'm just like, whatever else shows up is fine. But I really don't. I'll let you in on a little show business secret. Mm-hmm. I'm acting like it's not a big deal. Because I do get asked what I want in my dressing room on occasion. And I always try to, just be the regular guy from the mean streets of suburban Cleveland. But when you do that, I learned, someone explained this to me. They said, when you do that, when you say like, hey, I don't care, just throw whatever crap you got at me, I don't care. Then they're like, well, what you don't realize is we're sending like a 22-year-old production assistant to the grocery store. And so when you're all vague about what you want, you're making it a nightmare for this kid.
Yeah.
Who's just got out of school and is trying to figure out what to get you at the grocery store. So now I'm getting really specific with my wants and needs.
I can just imagine being in that position, like, oh shit, I gotta go, like, the act asked for any kind of Mountain Dew, and then you show up and you're like, what does that mean? Is it just Diet Mountain Dew? Is it regular? Is it a special flavor?
Yeah, insanity making.
I would just quit my job.
Yeah, so this one I was like, I want a bottle of Tempranillo. Even though I'm not really planning on drinking a lot on this tour. Not like I ever plan on drinking a lot ever, but sometimes it happens. But I know we're gonna have coffee, we're gonna have toast, and then anything else is a surprise, I guess. I don't know.
I remember that Iggy and the Stooges writer leaked from like 2010 or something, and they had something like 12 pepperoni pizzas were required at every tour stop.
I just
thought was so funny, picturing Iggy Pop and the Ashton brothers and Mike Watt sitting around 12 pepperoni pizzas. No way.
I toured with Mike Watt a few times when I was in Cobra Verde, and I feel like I can say this because he keeps it. You at least used to keep a tour blog. Hyman asks if I ever say surprise me. I do say that. He's in London right now, I believe, if unless I'm getting the wrong person. And if it's the right person, he gave me a Cock Foster station sign, which is the greatest gift I've ever received in my life. Cock Foster's being the end stop on the Piccadilly line of the London Tube and a source of endless entertainment for me over the years. The fact that there is a town called Cock Foster's. But wait, where was I? Saying something really important.
Mike Watt.
Oh yeah, Mike Watt would ask for, he would eat sardines and saltines all the time. And what? Then he would Why? Eat like
together?
Yeah, he would like buy sardines and saltines, and then he would eat just chips and salsa. And then he would put Dave's Insanity sauce on any and all food that would, which tastes like shoe leather. I like spicy food, but I think Dave's Insanity sauce tastes like shoe leather. But he would put it on everything, and he would, I was on tour with him, and from his blog that he kept on his website, I knew for a fact that he had shit his pants at least four times.
Yeah.
So there's four times that I was aware of. And you gotta figure, like, if I was aware of four times, how many other times?
That's a good question.
Matticus Finch Riser asked, does Dave think that if Bjork had been more specific with her energy bar request, that the Twinkie story would have gone differently? No, because I forget where I told it. I know I've told the story on stage, but I can't remember if I've told it on the show. But it was the 90s, and it was before the energy bar boom of today. Like, it was like now you basically walk in any convenience store, any deli, anywhere, you can get like a Cliff Bar or whatever bullshit. But back in the 90s, in Cleveland proper, no way.
Yeah.
No way, sister.
I actually think if she'd been more specific, it would have been even more traumatic for you. You know?
She really wasn't asking. It was like her tour manager.
Yeah.
Was the one doing the talking. But then I asked her, like, about the energy bars, and she was like, I want energy bars. So, but she didn't say like what kind. I don't even know if I knew like any brands at that point. I was just a little, pretty young thing.
Yeah.
You know, since now I feel like I'm fairly well versed in the energy bar universe, but I don't really eat them.
I don't
myself.
Either. I think Cliff Bar is like the only one that I could name off the top of my head. I don't know any other.
There's Lara bars. There's Kind bars.
Oh, Kind, sure. That's not really an energy bar, though. I think that's just candy.
That's basically candy. I mean, that's the thing with energy bars. You should only eat a Cliff Bar if you're like going to hike 15 miles.
Oh, Dez has one right there.
Yeah, they're bullshit. You're not supposed to eat that stuff.
White chocolate macadamia nut? That just sounds
it's horrible for you.
That's something you'd order at Dunkin' Donuts.
They put a guy hiking on the thing to make people think. They're like, oh, he's hiking. I guess I'm hiking now. But in reality, it's like, no, you're sitting there. And you're eating what a hiker might be able to burn off. But if you're just sitting there, it's an illusion. Like all things in life, it is an illusion.
You're just sitting in a cubicle with Star Wars pictures hung on your
wall. Yeah, I don't think Dez is in a... I'm actually really jealous of Dez's job. It seems like a really cool job.
I'm trying to...
pianos.
I'm trying to test how much Dez is paying attention just based on his facial expressions.
I just think it's, to me, there's a monastic quality to it. Like, he nodded when I said that. I think he was impressed that I used the word monastic.
He's been disapprovingly shaking his head.
No, when I said monastic, he was like, Dave basically just fucking summed up what it is to be a piano. Is there like a word for it, like luthier? Like a guy who fixes guitars is a luthier. Is there a piano guy word?
Yeah.
What is it called? Let's Google. I guess we could Google. If you're listening and you're wondering why Dez is not talking, it's because he's at work.
He wrote it down.
Oh.
Piano technicians.
Oh, Jesus. You know, so basically I said, is there a word for piano repairman? And you just gave me another word for repairman, technician. That doesn't count. I was looking for like a cool new word that I didn't know, like luthier, but a different word, because I know luthier. We've established that.
Well, Manolo, we have a show to promote. It's called After Game Show.
It's a family-friendly podcast where listeners submit games and we play them with callers from around the world.
Oh, sounds good. New episodes happen every other Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
It's a fast and loose oasis of absurd innocence and naivete.
Are you writing a poem?
No, and just saying things from my memory. And it's a nice break from reality. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
It comes with a 100% happiness guarantee.
It does not. Come for the games and stay for the chaos.
Hey there, I'm Ellen Weatherford.
And I'm Christian Weatherford.
And we've got big feelings about animals that we just got to share.
On Just the Zoo of Us, your new favorite animal review podcast, we're here to critically evaluate how each animal excels and how it doesn't, rating them out of 10 on their effectiveness, ingenuity, and aesthetics.
Guest experts give you their takes informed by actual, real-life experiences studying and working with very cool animals like sharks, cheetahs, and sea turtles.
It's a field trip to the zoo for your ears.
So if you or your kids have ever wondered if a pigeon can count, why sloths move so slow, or how a spider sees the world, find out with us every Wednesday on Just the Zoo of Us, which can now be found in its natural habitat on MaximumFun.org.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I told everyone, please go watch my special, The Pride of Cleveland.
So wait, it's debuting on Thursday, right?
That's right. I'm glad you...
For
and
free.
So by the time this episode's released on Friday...
Oh, it'll be out. Everybody.
It'll be out. It'll be out. So, and then it'll be up there forever. There are so many ways... I mean, there's already ways in the world to see it. But this will be the first time... For the people of North America to just be able to see it. I mean, you can see it all over the world now.
It's a good communal screening, too. It'd be fun to watch with the crowd.
Yeah, you can watch. I'm going to be on there live. I mean, it's going to be right before the Gramercy Park show.
Yeah.
So I'll just be backstage, like, typing maniacally into my phone before they, like, say, David, it's go time. Get out there, gorgeous. I don't think anyone will call me gorgeous. Hyman's right. He googled Clif Bars. They look like such a joyless snack. That's exactly right.
Yeah. They're the kind of things when I worked at on the trading floor of a bank that I would be sent out to get after lunch.
Yeah, because they're like Clif Bar. I have to stay here so I can make more money to buy cocaine.
Exactly.
Give me a Clif Bar.
Some Clif Bar. Helen
Thank
Christie
you.
Said
saying, Hyman saying the Pride of Cleveland is excellent. Am I pronouncing your name right? I feel like a jackass because I should know. And I don't know if I am. And I'm filled with self-loathing, as I often am.
Helen Christie said some Clif Bars contain caffeine. So they'll know that on the package.
It's the least they could do. If you're going to make it taste disgusting... it doesn't taste disgusting. It just seems like Loopy Lou says the English energy bars are called Whoel, the sound you make when you eat one. That's good. MJ Bars 60 says, Kit Kats are my Clif Bars. Kit Kats are delicious.
Yeah, they're probably better for you than Clif Bars, honestly. We just had some Kit Kats for Halloween. Just still have a few left.
I like an. You know what I love? I can't even remember what they're called. There's a Norwegian version of the Kit Kat that I always load up on when I'm in Norway, and they're better. It's a superior. It's like very subtly better.
Yeah.
Better chocolate. And I can't remember what they're called. My friend Corey bought me some because I was talking about them.
So I used to be a big Sour Patch Kid enthusiast. Like that was, I had to cut back on it. I haven't had them in a couple years. But when we went to the few times we've gone to London, they have like better Sour Patch Kids over there. They're made by a different company.
Oh, candy is far. I mean, I know I complain about America for so many reasons, but the number one thing in America of the many ways we're failing as a nation, candy.
Yeah.
Is the worst in America compared to virtually every other country I've ever been.
Right? There's like so much more variety and just, I don't know.
And just the quality.
Yeah, quality is way better.
America, I mean, not to drag thumbs up into this as I often do. By the way, when I was in Ohio, I happened to be near an Indian grocery store, went in, bought some thumbs up.
Ah, nice.
I didn't confirm this, but there was an Indian guy working at the register, and he really perked up when I bought them. Like, I think he was like, this guy knows what's up. But, and I almost never drink Coke. Maybe once a year I have a Coke. Mm-hmm. If that. And I was like, I'm still pretty sure thumbs up is better than Coke, even though it's owned by Coca-Cola. If you don't recall, thumbs up
it's not spelled thumbs with a B.
There's no B, but you know, it could have been autocorrected. In fact, if you try to Google thumbs up, it keeps saying, oh, you meant to say blah 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 thumbs up, and I'm like, no, I don't want the B. But anyway, thumbs up is, of course, for whatever reason, I can't remember, India would not let Coca-Cola do their thing in India. So an Indian company made this stuff called thumbs up. I think guessing what the Coke recipe was.
Yeah.
Or made a superior product.
What do they call that? Reverse
engineering?
Yeah.
Or Des probably knows another word for it.
Yeah.
But like, so then eventually they decided that Coke could do their thing. So now apparently there's Coke and Pepsi in India, and Coke bought Thumbs Up, and Thumbs Up just sold it to Coke because they were like, rather than compete, why don't we just make a run for it? But Thumbs Up kept their recipe and is still the number one cola in India, even though the Coke people were like, yeah, right, like we care. So now we have two big colas. But I was like, this is better cola. And I looked it up, and Thumbs Up, like Mexican Coke, has real sugar and not corn syrup. So there. So you die
secret
more slowly. Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I think we are going to do another Disco Dancer watch party next month.
We are. I mean, the problem with, I've watched a lot of Indian movies, not in full because they're all like 78 hours long. And I don't know about you, but when I read subtitles, it's exhausting. It's like, you know how like my dog, you know, dogs, like if you get them to sit shake, do all this stuff, they get exhausted. Like, their brain is like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's how I am reading subtitles in movies. Like,
you would hate watching movies in my place because we always have the subtitles on, like, even if it's in English.
Oh, we do that too a lot, because especially, like, that way you don't have to have the volume up all the time.
That's why we
and
do
then
it.
If, and if also, like, an English movie sometimes,
exactly,
even though they're speaking English.
We tried watching Get Back, the Beatles doc, without subtitles, and it was pretty much impossible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've said this before. I have English friends that when I hang out with them, I don't know what's going on about 50% of the time.
Yeah.
But the 50% that I understand, I enjoy.
Which is weird because, like,
coming back.
I know, I felt the same way. And then when we were in San Francisco a couple of years ago with your Norwegian friends, I could understand everything that they said perfectly.
Norwegians,
it's like, I had a much easier time understanding them than anyone else.
Norwegians, Scandinavian people in general, like, some of them speak English so well that you think they're American.
Right.
Like every, like, hundredth word they say, you might be, what was that? And then, but then the rest of the time, they sound American. But then I have Norwegian friends. I have Norwegian friends where it's like the full range. I have Norwegian friends that sound American. And then I have ones where, like, I'm like, do you even know understanding? like they have, say, like, phrases that are just so weird. Like, my favorite one is Des says, I'm telling you guys, Next, starring Nicolas Cage, is the way to go. I'm in. But
I'm down for that.
No, my favorite thing in Norway is they say a lot of times, hey, would you like to take a beer? Which means, like, let's get a beer, let's sit and chat. And sometimes people will say it to you, like, I was in Bergen, I had done a show in Bergen, got a beer, and these two guys walked up to me and said, like, hey, can we take a beer with you? So I was like, yeah. And I thought that meant that they were going to go to the bar and get a beer.
Oh, man.
And join me and have a beer. And instead, they just sat down and talked to me. So I was like, aren't you guys going to get a beer? You kept saying you were going to take a beer.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, well, no, that just means, like,
have
hanging out.
Yeah. So weird.
Like, you don't necessarily have to have the beer to take a beer.
Well, is that, I mean, it's probably odd that in America we say take a shit, where I think they say have a shit over there. In England, at least. But they
this
say
is
have
a true
shit.
Thing. This is a true
Which
thing.
Makes
yeah.
more sense. You don't take it anywhere.
It makes so much more sense. Someone's calling me from St. Louis.
Answer.
Could be someone offering me $1 million. There used to be a time when if I didn't know the number, I would be like, that's someone calling to offer me $1 million. And then now you realize it's just like a spam or whatever. Oh my gosh. This is what happened to me. I'm going to tell you this, and I know we've already gone longer than we said, so we should wrap things up. Yesterday, I went for a run. As everyone knows, I'm an avid runner. I like to just get out there and run. But I run pretty slowly. And I ran into a friend of mine. He was running. And he was like, oh, you want to run together? And I'd already run, I guess, like a mile maybe. And he's like, how far do you go? I'm like, oh, I usually do like 3 or 4. And he's like, oh, I know this route that's just like 2.5 if you want to do it. And he starts running, and he's running faster than I normally run. But, like, of course I can't. He's like, is this an okay pace? I'm like, oh, yeah, not a problem. So I'm running like twice as fast as I normally run, but just like we're talking the whole time. So I'm like, yeah. So, but I can't admit that it's too fast, you know, because that's, you know, I can't. My honor's on the line.
Who was it? Can you say?
Yeah, I could tell you. It was Michael Azarad. Do you know him, the writer?
Oh, the writer. Yeah, of course. Writer. He's amazing.
He's a friend of mine, and we live in the same neighborhood. So
our band Could Be Your Life is like a diary.
Oh, it's one of the best music books of all time. Mm-hmm. He's a great writer, and that book is great. But yeah, I ran into him. He wasn't going that much faster, I guess, than I knew him, but just enough faster, and we were talking also. So I just got kind of it wiped me out. And I think I'm still wiped out today. I decided not to go running today because I was like, I had a killer run yesterday. Anyway, Michael, if you're listening. But we're going to do it again soon. He's literally keeping me on my toes. Maybe we should wrap things up. I know we said we were going to do the crime blotter, but maybe we'll
save that for next week.
Do it next week. So everyone, come see me on tour with Puddle's Pity Party in December and January for coming to your town. The more people that come out and scream my name, probably the better chance I have of doing more dates and then being on that Tenacious D tour that I just learned was confirmed. So, though I truly have no idea whether I would be on that. I shouldn't even be speculating. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, go watch The Pride of Cleveland on the 800-pound gorilla YouTube channel, or I'll be enraged. Send it to everyone you know.
Yeah.
How's that? Everyone says it's the greatest special of all time.
I was there for the taping, and I can confirm.
It's the greatest.
Greatest special.
Even though there's that big controversy surrounding... No, there isn't. I'm just kidding. I know.
Took that part out, though. It's
no, there was no contra. There's no con. I know everyone. Every special that comes out, there's a press angle of controversy. So I decided to just fabricate one just now, which is not me trying to diminish the very real controversies out there. Mm-hmm. Oh boy! All right, gosh, I have to say, that banana pudding was laced with something. Because I have so much more to do today. It's insane.
Do you think Adam gave you like a fentanyl-laced banana pudding?
I think so. I didn't sleep very well last night. I woke up in the middle of the night and then like had an adverse reaction to an email I had received earlier. Do you ever do that?
Oh my God, yes.
Where you're like, wait, what the fuck did that person say to me? And then I thought about it when I was like, wait, this is 3 a.m. thinking. This is not rational thinking. Someone asked me a simple question.
Oh,
AWS?
I've been in that position quite a few times.
So there's that. The other thing, my friend has a restaurant in town here in New York City called Frenchette. It's probably the best restaurant in New York. One of them. But I'll just... I had a dream where he like threw me a bone. I don't need a job. Let me be clear. I'm a world famous celebrity. But in my dream, I needed a job. And he gave me a job at his restaurant. And I just showed up literally like whenever I felt like it. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I was in the kitchen and they were like, these guys are all chefs. And I don't know. I just stood in front of a pot and was just watching it like I was doing something. And then I realized like I wasn't doing anything. And I just kind of wandered out of the restaurant because I was like, I'm adding nothing to this. Like, yeah. I'm not helping them. And then, anyway, I know you're not supposed to just randomly tell people your dreams, but gosh. So between that and waking up and being offended about an email that in my rational, in the morning, I was like, wait, that wasn't offensive at all.
I'm so curious.
It was just literally the dumbest thing that I allowed to annoy me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then when I read it again, I was like, oh, this person is not offending me. I'm insane, basically.
I think it is a problem with email or texts is the tone.
I know. I've had strangers use the F, drop F bombs in emails, and then wonder why I respond what?
Yeah.
And then they're like, I was joking. And I'm like, I've never met you. You're emailing me through my website.
I like the idea of people who tweet at people or tag them on Facebook, and then they're surprised when that person responds. They're like, you're a celebrity. Why are you responding this? Like, well, because you called me a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Why? And I don't know who you are.
Yep. Oh, that yeah, I don't know. Social, it's all horrible. Social. That's like Todd Berry, my dear friend Todd Berry said to me once. He's like, the thing that, and this is, you know, this was years ago he said this. He's like, the thing that sucks about Twitter, this is when we were all just getting into Twitter, before it became the full-on cesspool that it is today. He's like, the thing about it is like anyone anywhere in the world, like we were at a bar at like 1 a.m. He's like, someone anywhere in the world can just insult me right now. And like, I'm just standing here having a glass of wine with you. And someone can just be like, hey, fucker.
Yeah, it used to be frowned upon to.
Oh, gosh, I'm dying. Omicron. That anyway, banana pudding on that note, is
like really.
What's that?
That banana pudding is really.
I honestly. I don't feel great. All right, I should go. We all said right. We were going to keep this short. We're almost at a full episode.
Just a full episode, yeah.
We have to keep it lacking. All right, everybody. Until next time, go watch my special, The Pride of Cleveland on YouTube for free. Come see me on tour. Dates on my website. If you'd like to support this show, please follow us. Where did Chris go? Did he just leave? Are we done? Or we're still broadcasting?
Sorry. I don't know what happened.
Oh, he's
there.
Back. There he is. support us. Subscribe to our Twitch channel, MR Dave Hill. Or go to MaximumFun.org/join. All right. Good night, everybody.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.